God Knows What We Need Before We Ask by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Matthew 6:8. The other day, I stopped to get gas at a local gas station. It wouldn't have been an extraordinary event, except that about 45 minutes after I got home, I received a phone call from a friend. She asked, "Are you ready for some good news?" And I said, "Of course." She proceeded to tell me she had my debit card. I sat there, stunned. I didn't even know I had lost it. Apparently, the next person in line at that pump saw my card on the ground where it had fallen out of my keychain wallet. Turns out, he was a friend of my friend's. He went on social media, looked me up, realized we had that one friend in common, and he contacted her. Guess what makes this story even stranger? They're next door neighbors. She was immediately able to run over, grab the card for me, and meet me at a parking lot an hour later to return it. The hero ended up messaging me on social media as well, explaining what happened. He typically goes to a different gas station on the other side of town, but he'd been out and remembered he'd forgotten to fill his wife's car up like she'd asked, and since he was driving it, he decided to get gas at the place that would be most convenient rather than the cheapest. All of these tiny little events led to the Lord taking care of a need I had before I even knew I had it. Another example, last week, I started to make tortellini soup and realized my grocery order had left out the bags of tortellini. I called my husband to see if he could bring some home from work, but he wasn't able to. We ended up deciding to order a pizza. Of course, that meant he was stuck waiting for it to cook before he could come home. About the time I was starting to wonder about his ETA, he called me in a panic and told me to go get our neighbor. Her toddler son was around the block walking down a busy thoroughfare by himself. I joked to my husband that God stole my tortellini because without those missing bags, my husband would have never been on that street at the exact moment to see the child, recognize him, and be able to redirect him home safely. No doubt about it, God orchestrates our steps and His timing is perfect. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. The next time you feel inconvenienced or like your day is interrupted, stop and consider the sovereignty of the Lord. There is purpose in everything, and nothing is wasted. We only see the immediate, but God sees the grander picture. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.